Secretary. And a quorum present. And we appreciate your participation in this process here in which we try to assist our residents in when they want to make improvements to properties in the downtown overlay and historic districts. What we'll do is while our commissioners are reviewing the minutes for last month, what we'll have you do in just a minute is our secretary will read each application, and then at that point you can just come forward to the middle lectern here and then give us your name and your address. If you have anything you want to add, you can certainly add it to that point, and we may have a question or two. But I'll see if our commissioners would like to make a motion on our minutes for January.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve the minutes of the January 3rd work session and regular meeting.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right. All in favor, raise your right hand. Make the minutes in January are approved. All right, Mr. Secretary.
First item under new business this evening, all applications are under the historic overlay district. This is application CERH 17-016. The applicant's located at 256 York Street Southeast, proposing an addition to a single family residence. Specifically, along the rear of the property, the existing single-family residence, there is a trellised deck or porch, which the applicant is proposing to turn into, it would be more of a proper porch with an expansion of some of the living space with materials to match the remainder of his existing residence.
All right, and would the applicant come forward, please, and give your name.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bud Cower, 256 York Street, Aiken, South Carolina, and I have with me my wife, Bonnie, same address.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add?
Nothing, no, sir. We think we've made it as clear as we can, and our intent is to match it.
We appreciate you coming to the work session. I think we qualified most questions, and so if we don't have questions of Mr. Coward, we can ask if any others have any questions of the applicant. No? Good. We'll let you sit down and see if we have others that might want to speak.
Thank you.
In opposition.
Thank you.
or in favor. I don't think we have anybody who wants to do that, but you're welcome to come forward. We certainly need to ask that. And now we can entertain a motion, and Chris, we can discuss it after that if you want.
I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Any discussion?
One quick question. In our memo, it says it was built in 1910, and on their application, it says it's circa 1880.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, staff pulled the data from the historic survey, which may not be as accurate as the applicant's information in this particular case. So I when in doubt, we kind of go with our survey for the purpose of giving you information, but it may be older than what the survey indicated.
And probably some of the house is 1880, and some is 1910, and some is 1930, and isn't that right? I think that's probably the case.
Sorry for Johnny Cash song. Cadillac.
Okay. No further discussion. Then all in favor of approving the application as submitted, raise your right hand. All right. Good. No. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Under new business, item 2B is application CERH 17-017. The applicant is proposing an addition to a single family residence and an accessory garage located at 344 Newbury Street Southwest. In this case, the applicant is proposing a small addition to the north side of an existing single family residence and a with materials to match. The accessory garage and workshop will be located in the northeast corner of the subject property. There's an existing driveway that you can kind of see here from the air photo that goes back there currently. And it lines up with an existing gate along the front of the property. And again, materials to generally match the existing structure.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. If you would like to approach the lectern, and you could bring your architect too if you want. We had an opportunity to cover most all the questions we might have, but can you give your name officially for her?
Sure. Phil Yarborough at 344 Newbury Street Southwest. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Courtney.
Okay. Good. Thank you. You have questions? I think we talked about the height relative to the house. The house actually with the sideways gable, it does have quite a bit of height to the ridge. Did you say 1710? Is that?
I think so. That's what
I was thinking. It might be more than that, but it could be 1710 to the floor or something.
In the main house,
it's 7 8 feet that the ridge of the main house had over the garage. So right. Even with the slope, I think we're still lower than the main ridge.
Yeah. When I look at the A103, which may be the next one, Paula, is that right?
Would be
the,
that's 101, I think.
103. Oh, he's doing it.
That's it right there on the right.
Anyway, I see 9 feet. It must have eight foot ceilings in certain parts of it. That might be
the main house.
That's it. Yeah, see that 9 foot right there?
9 feet.
Yeah, like to the second floor. Same. It looks like you have at least 9 above that. And maybe 10.
There's 9, and then you've got the attic space above that. So it's probably close to 20 feet.
I think it is. And then you got a little bit of distance to the ground on the front. Okay. And we did not mention windows with you guys, I don't think, and maybe you all covered that. We talked about windows on the other one.
The two windows that were coming out of that north elevation in that bay window.
So there are really not any new windows to speak of.
Those are the two windows in the addition to the home.
Yeah.
And we have a glass door on the other side.
Yeah. Okay.
So our plan is to use original windows. They've been there a long time, and we're going to be very careful when we take them out. Mr. Locke brought up the window situation. I want to keep it as close as the original structure as we possibly can.
Yeah.
The siding will be all wood, just like the main house. Mm-hmm. So everything's as much as the same as we will match.
How about your glazing on the new garage?
The windows on the new garage?
Yeah.
We haven't selected anything yet, but I would say a true divided light wood window, maybe with vinyl cladding on it, but we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Now, that's part of this application.
It's part of the application's reason.
It is.
Oh, it's okay.
So we just need to say that.
Yeah,
okay. It'll be simulated divided light.
You had said earlier that you are kind of okay with vinyl clad, wood windows with the vinyl cladding, so that would be, I think,
That's fine.
Wood windows, vinyl clad if you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And then if you decide to go back to wood, we don't have to come back. It's a wood window.
It's really hard to find an all wood window. Mine
is. It is.
You have to go all the way to Atlanta.
That's right. You're right. It's really hard to find a single glazed.
Yeah. That's even more.
To match. Yeah. All right, so soffits and all are hardy, or they wood, the soffits and wood trim.
I think we'll go all wood, right? Are
you? You talk about the soffits.
Yeah, I mean,
on that new part, new.
The detached.
Mm-hmm. Allow
Azac? Allow which?
Azac on the trim?
I think you could bring that in. We would probably need to include that in the motion. And it's not being put on the house. It's being put on
the garage, yeah.
This.
The house we would match trim exactly. Yeah. I just, you know, being new here, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I know we would probably approve hardy board siding most likely on this thing here. And it's Azac, right? Is that the way you put
it? Yeah, Azac's that polished, yeah. Yeah, extruded vinyl material, right. That looks and cuts just like wood, only it just doesn't rot,
yeah.
Decay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that product.
Yeah, some of those just...
Yeah, we're using it a lot on trim now because it doesn't decay. You know, a lot of the pine that you use nowadays, it doesn't last 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it just rots, so...
Yeah. Now, redwood would last longer.
Yes.
Painted. You'd paint it.
Yeah.
Some of that artificial trim expands and contracts a lot. We might can add that then, that the windows and the trim on the carriage house shop might be artificial, but the siding would be...
Siding would be, yeah, cedar pine probably,
yeah. Okay.
The only reason I'd mentioned the elevations earlier in the work session was that, you know, I didn't want you to be surprised if it actually, you know, didn't look like the drawings. You know.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. I think unless there are other questions, we can move on and to the
next. Does that cover the garage door?
Do you have a particular garage door? It would just be a... Identical to that in the elevation.
Like that, yeah. We're looking for a carriage door that is an overhead garage door with the carriage door, more than strap hinges, you know, something that would be in character with.
But probably a metal door or something like that, you're thinking?
Metal with one row of light windows across the front.
Right. It still goes up.
It would be an overhead, yes.
Yeah, but it would look like a carriage door.
Like
a lot of them are made to look like that. And, I think if it looks like that, I think that's...
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Would anyone else like to speak with regard to this application on Newberry? I don't have anybody, so would you like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application CERH 17-017, I move that we approve the application as submitted, with the addition that the windows in the garage would be wood and can be vinyl clad, and also the trim on the garage is Azac, that's correct,
mm-hmm.
And that the garage will have carriage doors for the garage doors.
Right. Okay.
We didn't mention the divided light.
Simulated divided light windows.
Did you mention that and I just didn't hear it?
No. Simulated divided light. Okay. I'll add that to it.
And wood windows.
Mm-hmm. That can be vinyl clad. Yeah, I did mention that.
Got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that part.
All righty. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now... We probably need to vote on the next one to continue it.
Mm-hmm.
Would somebody like to make a motion on 2C?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to certificate application CERH 17-019, I move that we continue it due to the person not being in attendance.
All righty. Okay.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor of continuing this to the next month, raise your right hand. Okay. All right. I'll have the last one here.
Final application this evening is item 2D, application CERH 17-020. Applicant is requesting to construct an accessory apartment located at 408 South Boundary Avenue Southeast. The accessory apartment will generally be located in the northeast corner of the property, and would be acknowledge that it would be part of a larger rehabilitation and renovation project of the primary residence, which would need to come back before the board at a later date.
Okay, and you all are here tonight, and if you would give us your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Caitlin Villiers, and this is my husband, Daniel Villiers. We're at 408 South Boundary, Southeast.
Okay, good. I think we covered most all of the questions. Anything that comes to mind that you wanted to add?
We just wanted to clarify the type of windows we'd like to use. We're looking at a double hung with grills, vinyl clad. And I don't think we had mentioned we wanted to update and do an architectural shingle.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, that would be still on the cottage or on the house?
Correct. Yeah. And
you're really dealing with the cottage tonight. With the detached building.
Okay. Yeah.
The original structure has asphalt shingles currently. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And the make of the vinyl clad is Miratec.
Oh, no, that's
that is,
the...
That's not?
No,
oh,
that's
what's
the trim.
Oh, the trim.
Okay. And the windows now are a wood clad, similarly divided light. Okay. I think that's good. Okay. Any other questions of the applicants? I don't think we have anybody who is going to make comments here tonight. We'll let you all sit down, and then we'll discuss this a little bit more, and thank you for coming tonight. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know of that they may need to clarify is when the builder goes into the permitting office, is make sure there isn't some conflict with the roof overhang there.
You mean in the setback area?
No.
Between the structures.
Between structures. Yeah. The setback based on fire regulations
Although if they linked them together, it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm sorry. The new construction is quite a bit far away from the existing house, isn't it?
No. Well, not according to the site plan. Maybe the site, it looks like it's a scale drawing.
It's 11 feet from the
main house. Okay. I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, and that is not our purview, but they'll just so they don't have a hiccup. I think it's good for you to clarify that with Mike. Sure. Yeah, okay. Would I like to make a...
When you look at the front of the house, is that little shed roof over the doorway also asphalt in?
I think it would be. We may have to... Well, I'm seeing it here on the side view. Actually, it's a question that has to do with that. That would surely be shingles there, unless you tell us it's metal or something.
Yeah. Well, I think you're planning on using Hardy-type products on the exterior of the house. Is that what you told me?
From the roof.
The roof?
A little shed.
A little slope.
Over the doorway.
A little eyebrow over. It's shingles.
Well, if possible, we'd like to do a metal roof there, just because I think it would
work. I do too.
A metal roof there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. We just need to note that. That's all.
That's right. And it's a lot different slope, so it's almost like a, I mean, it's appropriate that it be
not a different material. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, and just take note of the shingles may be a cement fiber shingle or a cedar shingle, but by the time you get them painted, it will.
You're talking about the siding or the roof?
Siding. Well, yeah. Hopefully, they won't be painting the roof.
Mm, that's true.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
What kind of a door is that under the shed roof?
Under the shed roof?
No.
The glass is on that chair?
On the front, under the...
Right there.
Yeah, here. Is that a working double door? Or?
That's correct.
Okay.
Are you intending that to be wood or some other material?
Wood or...
Mm-hmm. It would be painted. A painted, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. With respect to application number CERH 17-020, I move that we approve the application as submitted, with the addition that the windows will be simulated divided light double hung vinyl windows. There will be a metal roof over the double doors, and that the applicant can use either cement fiber or cedar shingles on the body of the building.
Right.
And is that everything?
The roof will be shingle.
And the roof will be, shingles.
Okay, and you mentioned a little metal part.
Yep. Okay. The only thing, I see something in my note that says asphalt, and I'm not sure what that was.
The little roof is supposed to be metal.
Yeah, I said that.
Asphalt, but actually, fiberglass asphalt, I guess. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application with those comments, raise your right hand. Thank you. All right, good to go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.
Good job.
How do we do?